This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers. The 4th National Agriculture Mechanization Exhibition 2076 to be held from tomorrow in Chitwan. And U.S. House passes Hong Kong rights bill President Trump expected to sign. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers today. At a special function organized at Sital Nivas, President Bhandari administers the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers, namely Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Riddhi Tripathi, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ghanshyam Bussal, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Lekhraj Bhatta, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rameshwar Rai Adab, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basant Kumar Nemong, and Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Parbat Gurung. Likewise, on the presence of President Bhandari, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli administers the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers for state, namely Motilal Dugut for the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supply, Navraj Raut for the Ministry of Health and Population, and Rambe Mananda for the Ministry of Urban Development. Also on the occasion were Vice President, Chairman of National Assembly, former Prime Ministers and Chairman of National Assembly, Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, high-placed government officials and chiefs of security agencies. Newly appointed Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Parbat Gurung has expressed his commitment to carrying out works to bring changes in social perspectives regarding the ministry. Minister Gurung, assuming his office today, said the works would be made more effective, prioritizing the security of women, children and senior citizens. Meantime, he stressed on the entrepreneurship, autonomy and empowerment of women. Similarly, the newly appointed Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ghanshyam Bussal, has assumed his office today. Assuming his office, Minister Bussal stated that his main priority will be to relieve the traditional agriculture labour system. Minister Bussal said that he will be working and learning about the agriculture sector side by side for the betterment of agriculture sector. The 4th National Agriculture Mechanization Exhibition 2076 is going to be held from tomorrow in Chitwan. The program will be held in the Exhibition Center set up by Chitwan Association of Industries from tomorrow to November 25th. As per the information shared by the organizers, the exhibition has been organized with the purpose of informing the farmers about the modern agricultural tools and their operation. More than 100 stalls have been arranged in the exhibition, which has been jointly organized by the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development, Department of Agriculture, Center for Agriculture Infrastructure Development and Mechanization Promotion, and Prime Minister's Agriculture Modernization Project. A person has died in a motorbike accident at Guleria Municipality 3 in Bardia this morning. The deceased has been identified as 35-year-old Rajesh Adab of Guleria Municipality 1. Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Bardia, Rajesh Nath Bastola, informed that Adab died on the spot when his motorbike en route to Guleria from Khairapur fell into a drain. The Karnali state government has set a target of bringing in 100,000 foreign visitors during the Visit Nepal year 2020. Minister for Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment of Karnali state, Nanda Singh Buddha, in a face-to-face program in Surkhet, informed that the state government was planning to bring in 100,000 tourists by speeding up tourism promotional activities. He further stated that the 31-member Tourism Promotion Committee and other subcommittees have been formed to make Visit Nepalia successful. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now to some international updates. The U.S. House of Representatives yesterday passed two bills to back protesters in Hong Kong and sent a warning to China about human rights, with the President Donald Trump expected to sign them into law despite delicate trade talks with Beijing. The House sent the bill to the White House after voting 417-1 for the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, which the Senate passed unanimously on Tuesday. The measure, which has angered Beijing, would require the State Department to certify at least once a year that Hong Kong retains enough autonomy to qualify the special U.S. trading consideration. and it also would provide the sanctions against officials responsible for the human rights violations in the Chinese-ruled city. A top U.S. diplomat has told an impeachment inquiry that he followed President Donald Trump's order to put pressure on Ukraine to investigate his Democratic rival Joe Biden. Ambassador Gordon Sondland said the instruction came from Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. The inquiry is assessing if Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine as preconditions and it is illegal in the U.S. to seek foreign help to gain electoral advantage. Mr. Biden is one of the top contenders for the Democratic nominations for the 2020 presidential elections. Smoke from Australia's bushfire crisis has blanketed the major cities of Sydney and Adelaide. Smoke today appeared worse than a fire-driven haze that was seen on Tuesday in Sydney. Health officials have issued warnings as air quality surpassed hazardous levels and some residents put on face masks. Fire conditions classified as severe or higher have been affecting all six states in the past weeks. Since last month, six people have died in massive bushfires which have caused the greatest damage in the eastern state of New South Wales and New Queensland. Today, smoke from one of those blazes shrouded Sydney for the second time in 3 days, obscuring buildings and turning skies grey and orange. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up deadlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ministers. The 4th National Agriculture Mechanization Exhibition 2076 to be held from tomorrow in Chitwan, and U.S. House passes Hong Kong rights bill President Trump expected to sign. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.